We're rolling.
Rolling what? What are we? We're shooting this? Dude, we just shot that? Why wouldn't you say action? Leslie, Tim, why do y'all gotta say action? I'm sitting there looking stupid. That's not the look I'm going for. Come on, this is the start of my movie. I'm trying to give off pain and laughter. Laugh at my pain. Laughter and pain. That's what I'm going for. That's why we're doing this shot. Just start the movie. This tour has been unbelievable. We're 90 cities deep right now, and each show has been a success. We're now in our last city of Los Angeles. Let's end it with a bang. We're looking at 15,000 people tonight. Put smiles on those people's faces. Give everybody the strength and ability to do what they do best, and that's make people laugh.
Nobody wanna put the work in. I've been on stages all over the world, but a different stage prepared me for this moment. Philadelphia. Come home with me.
I've already lived. My life, baby. We're in the streets. Philadelphia. I told y'all it's real, okay? Y'all don't think it's real? I'm gonna show you how real it was. Harry, Dub, you didn't believe I was a thug? I'm about to show you, okay? Watch how much shit. Watch this. Look over there. Watch these kids know me right now. What up, y'all? What up, kids? All right. Everybody know me. Just turn the camera back. What up, baby? I'm home. Dude, I know everybody. Follow me. Oh, that's my man. Charlie! So see this area here? See what says Ontario Street? This is like a big street for me. When I was a kid, our school bus used to drop us off right here on this corner. What up, boy? I'm home, man.
Hey, Jerry!
Jeremy.
Who?
Jeremy.
I said Jerry.
No.
I didn't.
I definitely said Jeremy. I said Jeremy. He repping the block. That's what he doing.
He's on a cell phone.
No. He's repping it. Matter of fact, I'm about to rep this corner. Move, because y'all are going to mess up my rep right now. This is how you rep a corner hard in Philly.
I was like 15. I was watching Eddie Murphy come out on stage. And I remember the leather, the response to him being on stage and the crowd. I remember seeing so many people laughing at this one person. I said, I want that response. I want that attention. I want that love. I want to make people laugh the way that this man made people laugh.
You ain't seen nothing like
my
that.
Best friend right here, Adam. This is Robbie. When I say my days are spent with these guys on the basketball court. Now, y'all don't believe all the shit that I say about basketball, that I used to be good. These are two men that can confirm it. Adam, was I good or not?
No.
Robbie, was I good in basketball?
You was okay, but you wasn't better than me.
No, you used to swim good, though.
Yeah.
They don't never talk about you used to swim.
No. Guys, I don't want to talk about that right now.
You swim at Marcus Foster.
I get that. I don't want to talk
you
about...
You was fast.
Like, I'm not trying to... I don't want people to know that side. I'm talking about me playing basketball right now.
Proof in it to drown sorrows is really all swimming.
You know, my swim team was so huge, they actually made a movie about it. The movie Pride was based off of PDR, which was called the Philadelphia Department of Recreation. My swim team, you know, young African-American kids off in the inner city. We got together and formed like to call something special. We made history back then. Terrence Howard's character was actually based off of my swim coach, Jim Ellis.
It's a team. Mm-hmm. And so everybody gives up their individual goals, commits to one goal, and that's how we achieve.
If you had to say the type of swimmer that I was, what would you say, Trace, as a coach? What effort did I put forth in swimming?
He put 100% effort out. He put 100% effort out.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, no, no.
I used to run Thursday nights at the Laugh House, which was pretty much it was a standard show, but I always allowed for open opportunities for new comics. So I'm later that night, this little short guy walks up to me. And he's like, yeah, I'm Kevin. Buck sent me. And I'm like, all right, you know, what you want me to say? I just introduced me as Little Kev the Bastard. And I said, that's what you want me to say? Like, that's the name you want me to? He's like, yeah, yeah.
His open mic night was basically amateur night where they held competitions.
He won it like 6 weeks straight, just with his energy, with his ambition, with his aggression, and just coming in there week to week for a young comic with new material like Kev did. It was something to see.
Let's ride. Where we headed, Northbound 95.
This is where I started doing comedy. At the world famous Laugh House Comedy Club in Philadelphia, PA. That's me at the age, that's 2002. I feel like there should be a bigger wall here with my face on it now. So if I can have a wall built possibly here that people can have to walk around maybe.
Back at the Laugh House in Philadelphia, I once saw past there from New York or whatever, see who was young on the scene, was coming through. And I seen little Kev, and I'm like, wow, this kid is pretty talented. So I said, yeah, you're pretty good, man. You're pretty good. You come, you know, hang out with me, young fella. I'm going to take you to New York, you know, to understand how to how things work. We had a lot of adventures driving from Philly to New York night after night.
7 days out of the week, nonstop.
Back and forth. Put a lot of miles on my sweet Ford Focus.
We left Philly at about 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
And sometimes we leave New York like about 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, to drive back to Philly.
Keith Robinson was the guy that basically said, hey, you're funny, but you're not talking about nothing. He said, you know, you're on stage and you're doing what you think people want to see, you know, but you don't have any substance. He said, who are you? Now, I'll never forget that when he asked him that. He said, who are you? When people leave, do they know you?
Start with what it is that you know about yourself. That's your strength. You can't be afraid of the truth. You know, if it happened, talk about it.
That is when he started to really piece together a great set, because he started bringing in his personal life and not being afraid to use it on stage.
People, this is where I used to live right here, West Syria Avenue. In here was just, it was me, my brother, and my mom. So my mom kind of made that space work for her. Put us in this environment and did what she could. You know, she made the best of our living situation. She wanted me to stay away from the street. She didn't want me in the street. So, you know, I was kind of the guy with the mom. I was the mama's boy coming up. My dad didn't live here with me. My dad was kicked out. My mom kicked my dad out when I was like four and a half. My dad was not allowed to go past that step right there.
Coming up in Philly, he had to be thick-skinned because he's short. And when you're short and, you know, target, he had to have quick response. So a lot of his initial comedy was snaps and retorts and coming back at people.
Right now we walk in my block. You know, this is the block that I used to walk through day in, day out. I'm here to connect with the people. What up with you, pimp? How you? Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate you. What's up, man? Oh, bye, sweetie. Take it easy. We're at my high school. That's right. This is where my education came from. This is where the brains. This is where books and stuff was beat into my head. This is why I'm the genius that I am today. High school is where you become a man. This is where I became a man. I'm talking first kiss. I'm talking SATs. I'm talking basketball. I'm talking football tryouts. You guys look at me and say, oh, Kevin probably didn't play any sports. Well, you're wrong. All you got to do is find my name. Give me a second. Give me a second, because this is the showcase of champions. Okay, I found it. Okay, in the middle of those two, that's obviously where I was, because you can tell it fell. And somebody must have hit the glass and it came down, because I remember when they put it up.
Kev played 4 years of varsity basketball here at George Washington.
You already said?
4 years.
4 years. He didn't say two, he didn't say one. That means 9th through 12th. And keep in mind, I grew. Right now, I'm 5'5". At the time, I was like 5'3". I knock out five jump shots right now,
Joe. You get him? I hit five in a row right now.
Hit me, Joe! Ha! See that form right there, people? Foul. Foul. That definitely was a foul. Dave Attell, great comedian, sees me perform one day. He said, I'm going to have my guy call you. Only person I knew to talk to about this was Keith Robinson. I said, Keith, Dave Attell gave me his manager, and he was like, he said to call me. So Keith's like, who is he? I'm like, Dave Becky. He's like, oh, that's the real deal.
So my job really was to get him to Dave Becky, to polish him up a little bit.
he sent me a tape, and we get tons of tapes, and I think actually the only client I've ever signed off of a tape, ever.
Years go by, like a year and a half goes by, he's my manager, I'm getting better. Dave says, Kevin, we got action, you're getting offers to get a deal. I'm like, well, what kind of offers? He said, okay, well, just don't think that this is bad, it'll get better. The first offer came in from CBS for $125,000. What? 20. Wait, whoa. Take it. No, you don't take that. That offer's shit. What you mean that offer's shit? I call you back. I call Keith. Hey, man, I'm about to fire this guy. He's about to turn down $125,000. I don't have no fucking money, man. I need that. Like, I need that check tomorrow. So Keith's like, stupid. Let the man do his job.
Kevin has faith and he listens and, you know, it's part of what I do is try to protect him and get what he's worth.
Philadelphia is only one place where you can go to get cheesesteaks. Max's cheesesteak on Broad and Erie. Nothing compares.
See, dude, this is the love. Just take a look around, dude. You got to pan around. When you stay real, you stay genuine, you get a genuine reception back. From there to out here to all on the glass. It's all genuine love, man. That's why I love my city. There is no place like Philadelphia. All right, everybody in, who ordered cheesesteaks that's in here already?
We did it right here.
All right, y'all, if you went here right now, y'all cheesesteaks is on me. I'm gonna leave enough to cover everybody in y'all tip, okay?
Thank you very much.
Dude, this is me in my city doing what I do. Give it, love it, receive it, being who I am. Shimmy.
As a hard worker, he can go as far as he wants. We're going to make history.
I really admire the cat's like work ethic. Because Kev is really, really working hard.
Hard work. Like, he works very hard.
His work ethic. That work ethic, it means everything. And I really believe he has that.
It's hard to even put into words how surreal and how proud I am of him.
This here is my mom's sister. As you all know, my mom passed away 5 years ago. This is one of the important hats right here. Willie Mae is what I call her. For me coming back right now, honestly, it's to say thank you for the upbringing. Like, that's why I come back and I say, hey, get everybody together for dinner. Get everybody together to be around. It's to literally say, I owe y'all. Like, I'm the man that I am today because of y'all. And it's not even emotional. And I don't want to get too sentimental, but without mom being here, this is it. Like, this is mom two, mom three, mom four, cousin. And I don't see y'all. Y'all don't understand?
Let it out.
Yeah. I am where I am because of y'all. And that's me being honest.
Right.
Tenfold,
right.
Hand
right.
Over fist. And I mean it.
Oh, it's a good moment. All right. That's a lifetime moment right there.
When you hear the title Laughing My Pain, it's real. It's not a joke. You know, it's serious. And the jokes that you're about to hear come from a real place. And in that real place, it was a hurt place, you know? I'm just now at a point where I'm ready for people to see that side. And I think they're going to enjoy that side when they see it.
I've been on the top for a minute, so no one knows why you see. I'm the dude that they hating on. So many of you can't, and maybe just won't.
I'm so sick, I'm so ill. Go ahead and call your mama. I flow like ATO from Mexico to Tijuana. Styles break ground, smoke you all like marijuana. I've been carving out the Amazon, starving like Corona. People asking questions. fashion, but I ain't the Dalai Lama. Although my rhymes can make your mind feel like Nirvana. People love to hate me, they call me a prima donna. I can make love and hate, they make a saint out of Madonna. I'm just doing me, yeah, I'm here to bitch you. I got my own
name. LA, y'all can be better than that. Make some fucking noise, LA. Cut it out.
Woo! God damn, it look good in here. I can't even front. Y'all look good. Give yourselves another round of applause, man. Y'all look fucking good. Now, before we get started, I feel like I gotta be honest. You know, I don't like to lie while I'm up here on stage. Coming out to the big applause, y'all standing up. A piece of me likes it. A small piece of me likes it. Another piece of me doesn't. I'm going to tell you why, okay? Here's the thing. I feel like that's the type of shit that makes people go crazy. That's how you lose your mind. You come out, people standing up, girls calling your name. Oh, my God, no. Kevin, oh, my goodness, no. I don't like that shit. I'm afraid to go crazy, man. That's why I humble myself. I stay in my lane, people. I stay in my financial lane. Now, let me explain what I mean when I say this, okay? Here's what I mean when I say financial lane. Here's what happens. You start to make money. When you make money, you meet other people to make money. When you meet other people to make money, you want to hang out with these people. But naturally, you want to spend money the way they spend money, but then you realize that you don't make the same type of money that these fucking people make, okay? Very true. That's why you got to stay in your lane, all right? Certain people I don't hang out with. Athletes, I don't hang out with athletes. I used to. I stopped. Let me tell you why I stopped. Athletes don't respect money. How do I know this? From experiences. This is not a joke. This is a true story. I'm in Vegas with an athlete friend of mine. Keep in mind, he's doing a lot better than me in life, okay? Naturally, I want to keep up with him. So before we go out, he said, Kev, don't worry about nothing. I got you. Everything is on me. I said, hey, bitch, I'm a man. I'll pay for my fucking stuff, okay? So we go out. He get a table. I got a table. He got bottles. I got bottles. He had bitches come to the table. I didn't have no bitches. I had my aunt. My aunt was with me. I'm not going to call my aunt no bitch. I love her too much. But regardless, we having a good time, okay? Now, I'm not going to lie. I got the bill. I didn't like it. You ever get a bill so high you try to put it in the light like it's going to change? Hold up. Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay. But I said, I can't bitch about the bill. Reason why I can't bitch about the bill, because he didn't bitch about the bill. So I said, no way. I start talking to myself. I said, Kev, just pay the bill. Pay it. So that's what I did. I paid the bill. I go to my room. I go to sleep. Here's why I don't mess with athletes. Next morning, I wake up. My boy that I was with, he called me. He said, Kev, yo, last night was crazy, wasn't it? I said, man, I had a ball. He said, well, guess what? We're going to do the same shit again tonight. I said, I'm not going to do it. I can't do it two nights in a row. Because the way that my bank account is set up. You ever start explaining your financial situation for no reason at all? I said I would, but the way my bank account is set up, the thing is, I got a checking and a savings, but all the money is in my savings, so I got to switch it to my checking, but it's going to take 3 business days. I don't think it's going to go through. I don't think it's going to go through. Athletes will mess your life up, man. They will. I'm telling you, I know this from experience, okay? Dwayne Wade, that's a good friend of mine. I love Dwayne to death. Here's the thing. I can't hang out with Dwayne no more. I'll tell you why. Dwayne tried to fuck my life up. He did. Dwayne tried to make me buy a boat. I don't even have a fucking house. I said, hey, man. I said, I don't think this is a good investment. He said, stop being a bitch. You got it. Ball out. I said, no. I would, but here's the thing. The way my bank account is set up, the thing is, I got a check in the savings, but all the money is in my savings, so I got to switch it. It's going to take too long. The boat might not be there when I get back. You can't hang out with everybody. I'll be honest, another problem of mine, I got too many financial fears. I get scared fast. I'll tell you my biggest fear when it comes to finances. My biggest fear is my credit card getting declined in front of people. I'm going to tell you why. Here's the thing. It's not that I'm scared of my card getting declined. I just don't like it when you announce it. Like, bitch, tell me it's my card. Don't put on a show. Don't come out like, Mr. Hart, didn't go through. I tried it 3 times. I even wiped it on my pants. Bitch, give me the card. Don't say all that. They don't need to know what you tried to do to make it happen. Give me the goddamn card if I punch you in the fucking throat, lady. I'm not going to do this. That's too much. Too much. I remember one time I got scared because I thought my card wasn't going to go through, so I cut the waitress off before she even said anything. Mr. Hart, come here. Let me talk to you.
No, come on inside. Let me tell you something. Listen, the way my bank account is set up, the thing is, I got a checking and the savings, but all the money is in my savings, so I don't think it's going to go through. Just give me a second. You can't hang with everybody, man. Like right now, we star-studded tonight. Celebrities all over the place. I don't fuck with y'all no more. I used to. Stop. I don't hang with celebrities no more. I'm going to be honest with you. Celebrities mess up your life, too. Celebrities give you reality checks. How do I know this? From experience, people. Mekhi Phifer, another good friend of mine. Love Mekhi to death. Okay? This is when I knew I wasn't making real money. Mekhi calls me. He says, yo, Kev, hey, my son's birthday party is Saturday. Your daughter the same age. I want you to come to the party. I said, okay, well, where's the party at? He said, Disneyland. I said, done deal. I'm there. I get Disneyland. Him and his son are out front. They holding hands. I don't see nobody else at the park. I said, hey, I thought you said that it was, you know, it was a birthday party. I don't see nobody else at the park. What's going on? He said, no, dude. He said, here's the thing. It's just us. I bought the park out for like 8 hours. We got it to ourselves. I said, wait a minute. Okay, what the fuck you mean you bought the park out for 8 hours? He said, it's just us. We can do what we want. I said, okay, real quick before I go in, did you pay for this already or are you looking for help? Because I'm not in a position where I can help you because the way that my bank account is set up, the thing is, I got a checking in the savings, but all my money is in the savings. I don't think my card is going to go through unless you got jeans on because you got to wipe it off. You can't hang with everybody, man. Stay in your lane. Stay in your financial lane. Now, I'm not going to lie. We went in the park. I ain't going to lie. See, me and my daughter, we had a great time. We got on rides 5 or 6 times in a row. Now, there was a point in time when we was in the park where I lost my daughter. I didn't know where she was. But I didn't panic when I lost her. The reason why is because we were the only ones in the park. I knew eventually I would run into her again. So I took that time to get on rides that she couldn't get on because she's only 5, so she can't do everything. When I saw her, she was crying. I was like, come on, don't be a bitch. Like, don't act like that. That's what I said. I said that. It's not your birthday. Today's not about you. Stop bitching. Let's get on some more rides. Let's go. We got on some more rides. We had a good time. We left. I said, baby, did you have a good time? She said, dad, I had so much fun. I said, good. I had fun, too. Now, here's when reality hit. Let's fast forward 3 months later. 3 months later, it's my daughter's birthday. Okay? I throw my daughter a party at the house. In the backyard, like a normal fucking parent, okay? But don't get me wrong, I tried to go above and beyond. I really did. I had SpongeBob there, which is a big deal. I had a pony. Kids could get on the pony, walk around the yard one time, and get off. I had a bouncer. Kids getting a bouncer, jump around. Like, shit was nice. It was going good. Here's where I got bad. Me and SpongeBob got into it. I got mad at SpongeBob because he kept taking his helmet off, and he was smoking cigarettes in front of the kids. And I was like, SpongeBob, you know, don't take your helmet off. Don't smoke no cigarettes in front of the fucking kids, okay? My kids think that you're really SpongeBob. SpongeBob on TV, don't take his face off and show a black-ass face underneath it and start smoking fucking cigarettes. So who the hell makes you think that you can? Now, when I get mad, I get physical. I get hyped. So I say, put the motherfucking helmet on and put the goddamn cigarettes up, man. You'll be smoking those cigarettes out here in front of the fucking kids. Put the goddamn helmet on and put the fucking cigarettes up for shit getting real out here. I was going off. Shit was real. Here's the thing that made it bad. Nobody told me that SpongeBob was fresh out. This nigga was fresh out of jail. Here's how I found out. He snapped on me. He said, hey, man, shut the fuck up. Fuck you and these ugly-ass kids. I said, well, goddamn. He said, I just got out of jail for aggravated assault. I'm here to get a check. Once I get my check, I'm out. I'm going to fuck about these kids. I'm such a bitch. When I heard jail, my whole attitude changed. As soon as I heard jail, this is what I said. I said, no, you're not listening. No, I'm not saying that you can't smoke. You can smoke. I'm saying just don't blow it in their face. That's all I'm saying. Blow it up. Give them a chance to not have cancer is what I'm saying. I get it. You stressed out. You want to smoke. Shit, give me one. I'll smoke it with you. I don't give a fuck about these kids. I was so scared of SpongeBob. You know why? Here's the thing. I didn't like the way SpongeBob was playing with the kids. Understand something, people. If you get a character to be at a kid's birthday party, you want to see that character be that character. Okay? If I get Barney to be at my kid's party, I want to see Barney do some Barney shit. Slide around. You know, hug the kids. Sing a song. Do the faces. Make it look real.
If I get Spider-Man, do some Spider-Man shit. Jump down the steps. Do this shit in my son's face. Don't nothing gotta come out. Just scare the shit out of him. Make him think it's real. SpongeBob didn't do shit. Let me show y'all how SpongeBob was playing with the kids. I look out the backyard window. I just want to check on the kids, right? I make sure everything's okay. I swear to you, I cannot make this up. This is how SpongeBob was running after the kids. This is all I saw. Ah!
Go, little bitch. Go, little bitch. Go. Go. Hey, bitch, you better bitch. Run.
He was calling the kids bitches. Come on, SpongeBob. He wasn't playing none of the games right. He was playing duck, duck, nigga with the kids. He never said goose. He never said the word goose. Duck, 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 nigga, go.
This little white boy was like, no, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to run. No, no, because if I run, everybody's going to look at me like I said it, and I didn't say it. I'm not going to take responsibility. No, I didn't say it.
That party was bad. I'll tell you what else was bad at the party. The bouncer. I don't recommend anybody ever get a bouncer at a kid's birthday party. I'm going to tell you why. Me, personally, I don't think it's safe. I really don't. Reason why? Here's why I don't think it's safe. If a kid falls in a bouncer, no other kid gives a shit. Like nothing stops. Kids don't care. Like, literally, this little girl fell in the bouncer. I swear to y'all, I saw every boy in there step on this girl's face. Because, you know, when kids be hype on that cake, they're like, ah, ah, ah. This little boy's like, ah, 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 ah. The little girl started crying. She's like, no. But she was looking right at me. I said, you better roll out. Roll out. I'm the same size as you. I'm not getting in there. I'm going to get exactly what you got. I got little legs. I can't walk in that shit. You ever try to walk in the bouncer?
Hey! 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 Y'all better stop. Hey, let a motherfucker jump again. I swear to God. If I fall, I'm going to punch a kid in the face. You look like Bambi walking in that shit.
Party was bad, man. I felt bad. I said, I messed up my daughter's day. No, she just turned 5. That's a big birthday for kids. Now, why did I feel bad? I got in an argument with SpongeBob in front of her friends. Little girl got carried out in the ambulance. Footprints and shit were on her face. I said, you know what? I got to do something nice. I got to make it up to her. I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give my baby a puppy. My baby was asking me for a puppy for the longest time. I never got her one. Reason why? I'm afraid of dogs. I don't like dogs. I'm not going to lie to y'all. But I said, I can't deprive my daughter of a childhood experience because of my fears. So, I called my friend. My friend breeds pit bulls. Now, keep in mind, before you say anything, at the time, I did not know what these dogs were capable of. So, I said, hey, man, my daughter wants a puppy. Let her come over and pick out a puppy. He said, cool. My daughter gets there. He comes downstairs with a little puppy pit. Little dog in his hand. My daughter sees it. She goes off because she's emotional. Everything is always over the top. She saw the dog. She was like, oh. She said, Dad, I just want to love it with all my heart. I said, okay, come here. Sit down. In here talking like you ain't going with the wind. Sit the fuck down. I said, baby, you want the puppy? Daddy gonna get you the puppy. Reason why? Because I held the puppy. Let me tell you how stupid I am. Reason why I bought the dog is because the dog smelt my palm and he licked it. So in my mind, he familiarized himself with me. He knew me. He was my friend. He's never gonna attack me because he smelt my palm. He knows how I smell. I'm safe forever. That's how I think. Now, I bought the dog when he was this big. I left for 3 months. I came back to the house. Swear to God, dog's the same size as me. I've never seen a dog grow this fast. Like, do you know how scary it is to live with a dog that you're afraid of? I got to announce myself in every room I go in my house. Hey! Is he in here? Hey, smell my palm, remember? You remember that day when you were a baby? I just want to love you with all my heart. Remember when I said that? I can't even get a dog orders. Like, I've been trying to tell a dog what to do. I start bitching out. I give him options. Everything's all so tough, though. Everything starts off tough. Hey, the fuck off the couch. Or, come here, let me show you something else. Come here. You want to sit right there? Smell my palm, remember? I just want to love you with all my heart. I'm going to tell you something about me, though. Here's why I put myself in these situations, okay? I try to go above and beyond for my kids. The reason why, I don't want to make the same mistakes that my dad made. My dad did a lot of dumb shit when I was a kid. The reason why, my dad was on drugs. I have no problem with being honest. It's the truth. Now, when I say drugs, people, I'm not talking about the soft stuff. I'm talking about cocaine. That's right. Smack, booger sugar, white girl. Got tons of names for it. Now, when you first hear it, you're like, what? Your dad was on drugs? That's crazy. It's not that bad. I'm going to tell you why. There's pros and cons to growing up with a coke head. One of the pros is there's no such thing as a bad idea to a coke head. Everything is a shit. That's why coke heads always dance. You ever notice that? No matter what you say to Coquette. All Coquettes hula hoop. I don't know why. Now, one of the cons is when you get high, you do dumb shit. I'm going to tell you why I'm afraid of dogs, all right? My dad, when I was a kid, just like my daughter, I wanted a puppy. My dad never got me a puppy. One day, my dad got high as shit. He came home. He said, look, boy, you've been asking me about this damn puppy. I went out. I bought you a puppy. I'm a kid, so I'm excited. I was like, where's it at? He said, it's on the porch. I go run out on the porch. It was a full-grown German Shepherd walking back and forth. This nigga stole a police dog, okay? I know it was a police dog because he had K-9 on his vest. I saw it. At least take the vest off the dog, Dad. The dog is still on goddamn duty. He didn't even let the dog finish the job. Drugs make you do dumb shit, man. Stupidest thing my dad ever did when he was on drugs, right? When I was a kid, I remember my dad came to parent-teacher conference. That's when you go to your kid's school, talk to your teacher, see how they're doing in school. My dad shows up with sweatpants on with no drawers. This nigga dick was all over the place, okay? Listen, I cannot make this up. Let me show y'all how my dad walked into my school. This is all I saw. Hey! Every time he stopped, his dick kept moving. Excuse me! I can hear little girls like, ew! Ew! My dad got mad. What the fuck is you illing about? You ain't never seen nobody with a long dick! Hey, Dad, don't say that.
You're gonna learn today. You're gonna learn what a long dick look like today.
No, Dad, she don't need to learn that. Please. Yeah, my dad was crazy. My dad was really crazy, man. See, my dad was mad at me because I wasn't an athlete. I didn't play sports. I was in a weird shit like spelling bees, debates. Now, here's the thing. My dad would show up at my events and treat them as if they were athletic events. First of all, you can't cheer for no kid at a spelling bee. It's a spelling bee. It's quiet. I'm focused. I'm in the middle of spelling a very difficult word. My dad shows up late, busts through the back door, high as hell, making cokehead noises, all right? Once again, I cannot make this up, all right? This is all I heard. I'm in the middle of spelling some shit. Out of nowhere, all I heard was, all right, all right, all right. Yeah! My son's spelling the shit out these motherfucking words. In your face, bitch! In your face! All right, all right, all right. Shit that made me laugh the most, you see how y'all sitting next to people? I told you my dad never wore drawers, ever. This is my dad getting to his seat. This is all I saw. Excuse me. I can hear people like, oh, God, Jesus. What is it? I don't know. I don't know what it is. Whatever it is loose. It's all over the place. It's got to be a penis. I don't know what else it could be. My dad got mad. There ain't no penis. That's a long dick. Hey, Dad, don't say that. All right, all right, all right. You're going to learn today. You're going to learn what a long dick look like today. Hey, son, let me hear you spell long dick. No, Dad, I can't. It's against the rules. L-O, dick. No, Dad. All right, all right, all right. This nigga had the dog with him. No, Dad, the dog is on drugs too. Dad, please. My goal is at the end of the show is to have all y'all saying that shit for no reason at all. For no reason at all. Next time your lady say something to you, just cut her off. It don't matter what she say. Hey, babe, shut up, bitch. All right, all right, all right. I make you suck on this long dick. You gonna learn today. You gonna learn today. All right, all right, all right. You got to do the walk when you do it. Do the walk away. All right, all right, all right. You got to do the Bible here. All right, all right, all right. Shut up, bitch. You're going to learn today. My dad did a lot of stupid shit, man. See, here's the thing. I'm so happy that I was young when my dad was on drugs. The reason why I say that is because when you're young, you're naive. I didn't want to believe it. Everybody else knew my dad was on drugs except me. I didn't never want to fucking believe it. People would tease me. I would just get emotional. I would get mad fast. The person that teased me the most was my own brother. He would always talk shit. Kev, Dad ain't never coming home because Dad is on that shit, man.
You better shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. Dad went back to college. You don't even know. You don't even know where he is. He's in college.
My message to y'all is don't ignore the signs, okay? If you think somebody in your family is on drugs, do not ignore the signs. Don't make the same mistake I did. I never forget this shit. It was my birthday. My grandma gave me a birthday card. I opened it up. $20 fell out. When the $20 fell out, my dad stepped on it. I'm waiting for the joke to be over. This nigga trying to slide out. All right, all right. Hey, give me the goddamn $20, Dad. I saw you step on the shit. My dad, though. The person that had no patience for this was my mom. My mom had no patience at all. My mom found out my dad was on drugs. She got mad, snapped on him, went off. My dad came home. She kicked my dad out the house. Says, you know what? That's it. Sick of this shit. Not gonna live in my house and be on no damn drugs, you hear me? That's it. You're not welcome here. Don't come back to this house. You can come by, you can say hi to the kids, but don't bring your ass past the second step on the stoop, you hear me? Don't come past the second goddamn step on the stoop. My mom turned my dad into the definition of a true stepdad. Like, when I say my dad cannot come past the second step, I'm not bullshitting. But what made me laugh is he would still be tough about it. Like, he'd come get us, but he'd talk shit. He's like, hey, man. Tell the boys I'm here. Tell them to come outside. My mom got mad. She was like, don't you bring your ass past the second step. Bitch, everybody come past the goddamn second step. Shit made me laugh. No matter how mad he got, his legs never moved. Bitch, everybody come past the goddamn second step, bitch. This nigga did the hula hoop for no reason. Dad, why you hula hooping? It's too much, Dad. That's too much. That's my dad, though. My dad almost killed me one time. When I was younger, I couldn't swim. I didn't know how. My dad didn't believe me. This nigga argued me down. We had a pool. I'm sitting on the side of the pool. I got my feet in the water. I'm playing, having a good time. My dad said, boy, you better stop playing. Get in that water and swim. I said, Dad, I can't. I don't know how to swim. He said, you know how to fucking swim. Get in that goddamn water and swim. I said, no, Dad, I'm serious. Nobody ever told me how to swim. My dad picked me up, grabbed me, threw me in 7 feet. As soon as I hit the water, I started to die immediately. This is why my dad asshole. This is what my dad said. Hey, you better not fucking drown. I said, what? I don't know how to stop it. When I tell you that was the most uncomfortable ride home I've ever had with my dad in my life, keep in mind I almost died. Whenever you come close to death, you become traumatized. Hard to get that shit out your head. I kept having flashbacks. We in the car. We driving home. I'm looking out the passenger window. I kept replaying that shit over and over again. I was like, no. No. Don't let me go, Dad. Don't let me go. Every once in a while, I would look at him. Why don't you believe me? I told you I couldn't. I don't know why. Don't make me laugh right now. This is exactly what my dad said to me. That's how my dad tried to make me feel better. This is exactly what he said. Look. Don't make me laugh. That's exactly what he did. He was driving, right? He said, I almost lost you today, didn't I? What the fuck does that mean, man? My dad, though. Now, I know when you guys hear all the stuff you hear, you guys are like, wow, Kevin, that's messed up. It probably doesn't get any worse than that. Well, you're wrong. It does. Let me tell you the worst person in my family. The worst person in my family is my cousin Al. I'll tell you why. My cousin Al was on drugs, too. But unlike my dad, Al found Jesus. See, but Al's one of those people that found Jesus, and now that he found Jesus, he tries to throw Jesus on everybody. You ever meet somebody like that? For no reason, all they throw religion at you, you did nothing to deserve this conversation. No matter what you say, they bring up religion. Hey, good morning, Al. It is a good morning because Jesus woke us up. Hello. Boom. I love him. Do you? What? The fuck does that have to do with anything, man? I'm trying to play basketball. This ain't got shit to do with nothing. Al got mad at me because I live in L.A. He said, Kevin, you out here in Hollywood doing God knows what? Sex? Drugs? Money? Lord knows what you're into. You need to get a relationship with God. I said, dude, don't talk to me about God. I'm fine, okay? You don't want us on drugs. You get a relationship with God. He got mad. Now, anytime he get mad, he already got to bring up some dark shit from his past that nobody needs to know. I don't know where he said, Kevin, let me tell you something. I know I was on drugs, but I found Jesus. Granted, I didn't know him when I was out there sucking dick for money, but I'll tell you something.
I said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. First of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said.
I said, when was this? What year was this?
He said, it was in the 80s. Everybody was doing it. This is shit that pissed me off. He said, your dad was back there with me.
I said, what?
My dad was like, all right. Hey, you going to learn today?
No, the fuck I'm not. You're going to keep that lesson to yourself. I told my dad to go get one cup and put your name on it. That is your cup. You ain't going to drink out another goddamn glass in this house. That's it for you. Al. Al was a different ballgame, man. Al single-handedly destroyed my mom's funeral. Al, his thing. My mom, first of all, I'm going to be honest with y'all. My mom passed away 5 years ago, okay? Now, my mom died from cancer. At the time, was it difficult? Yes. But me and my brother, we got through it. We knew it was coming, so we prepped ourselves. We're at the funeral. Funeral's almost over. Pastor gets up. He says, would anybody like to say any words on Nancy's behalf? It's quiet. Nobody says nothing. All of a sudden, my cousin Al gets up. He said, I got something I need to say. You can hear everybody in my family suck their teeth. Shit. God damn it. Shit. I cannot make this up. This is the speech that my cousin gave at my mom's funeral. Word for word. He comes to the podium. He said,
before I say anything, I just want to start off by saying God is good all the time.
Now, when people say that in return, you're supposed to say, and all the time, God is good. Nobody said nothing. Listen, look, when I say it again, just be quiet. Don't nobody say shit. I want to show y'all how mad he got. Don't make me laugh. Just be quiet, okay? I want to show y'all how fucking mad he got. All right? Don't make me laugh. Stop. This is exactly what he did. He said,
before I say anything, I just want to start off by saying God is good all the time.
Oh, don't nobody know what the fuck they supposed to say back to Jesus? Say shit back to Jesus.
My grandmom got scared. She was like, God is good all the time. She started messing it up. God is good all the time. Sometimes he's not. I don't say nothing about it. I just, take me, Jesus.
Look, my grandmom is the king of fake pass outs. Like, she'll pass out for 3 seconds and wait and then peek to see if anybody's looking. Take me, Jesus.
Grandma, I saw you. Come on, get up. Get your ass up. Your old faking ass up, Grandma. You ain't passed out.
Here's the rest of the speech. Word for word is the rest of the speech. He goes,
before Nancy died, she owed me $53 and some change. Now, Kevin, real quick, how does that work? Does that roll over to you? Do I get it from you? Or whatever, we'll figure it out. We'll talk about it. Life is funny, ain't it? Sometimes when people die, you gotta laugh. Hey! I love you, man. Peace! This nigga walked off like it was a concert. We was like, what the fuck? Wait a minute!
Now, before y'all judge my family, let me tell you how crazy this funeral got, okay? First of all our families are crazy. We just come in different races, shapes, and sizes. Now, at any funeral you go to, there's always one person at the funeral that's there to avenge the death of whoever died. They want payback. That person was my Uncle Richard Jr., okay? Now, all my real Kevin Hart fans know who my Uncle Richard Jr. is. For those who don't know, say it with your chest. That's my Uncle Richard Jr., all right? Now, like I said, my mom died from cancer. Everybody knows this except my Uncle Richard Jr. Funeral's over. Everybody's outside, they're consoling one another. It's a real emotional time. I'm talking. My uncle comes up, taps me on the back. He said, Kevin, I just want to let you know, whoever did this is going to die tonight. Excuse me? What do you mean? What are you saying? I'm just trying to tell you, I'm about to peel this motherfucker's muffin cap back blue tonight, nigga! I said, Unc, cancer did it. It was cancer. He said, well, you tell cancer I'm looking for him, and when I find him, I'm going to shoot him in the face. Twice. Me. By myself. One gun. One bullet. All day. Every day. Wake up. Go back to sleep. Take a nap. You ready to go night-night, nigga? You about to go night-night, nigga? Everybody go night-night, nigga? I said, okay. I said, I can't. I said, dude, I can't do this. I can't. I said, Unc, you go tell him by yourself. I can't. Reason why I couldn't, it was time for me to be a pallbearer, okay? Now, here's the thing. It was time for me to go be a pallbearer. I had to go pick up the casket. We had to carry the casket down the aisle, put the casket in the hearse. Now, I've never been a pallbearer before. I've been offered several pallbearer positions, but I turned them all down. Reason why I turned it down, I'm small. I got a little arm. My biggest fear is that they're going to put me next to somebody that's tall with long arms. They got to make up for the space. I got to hold the casket up here. I fuck around, get tired. My arm starts shaking. I drop it. Everybody look at me like, why you drop it? I'm like, I never had it. I'm like, yes, you did. I'm like, no, I didn't. I thought we were going to pick it up on three. Nobody counted. Y'all assumed I had it. I didn't have it. My hand hurt. I thought it was going to bleed. Whatever. I don't want to be in that situation. But for this time, I don't have a choice. It's my mom. It's my mom's funeral. So I have to do it. So I'm on the right side. I got the casket over here. My brother's on the left side. He's got the casket over there. Keep in mind, it's my mother, and it's a funeral, so I'm emotional. I'm crying. I'm a mess. No. No. She wasn't ready. She wasn't ready. So this is why my dad's an asshole. My dad see me crying. My dad stood up, punched me in the back of the head. Stop being a bitch. Man up. She gone. I said, nigga, that's it, man. Fuck this shit, man. I forgot where I was. I threw the casket. When I threw it, my cousin Al stood up. He was like, it should have been me, Lord. I was the one sucking dick for money. My dad was like, all right, all right, all right. Hey, you gonna learn today. Shut the fuck up, Dad. My grandma passed out sucking dick. Grandma, you're peeking. Grandma, go. Somebody get grandma ass out to church. Lying in front of God. Now, I talk about my dad a lot, but understand something. People, I love my dad to death. I wouldn't be the man I am today if it wasn't for my dad. To be honest with y'all, I'm just like my dad. I just don't do drugs. I got my dad's temper. I know I do. That's why I'm going through a divorce now. You know, when I get mad, I don't argue no more. I fucking leave. That's how I handle shit. Now, I'm not spiteful like my dad. My dad is very spiteful. Like, my dad gets mad. Like, I remember him and my mom would argue, right? No matter what he bought in the house, he would take with him when he left. I don't give a fuck what it was. Like, if you were cooking a steak in the pan, and my dad bought it when he left, bitch, get the goddamn steak out the pan. What are we gonna eat? Bitch, put the steak in my hand. I'm ready to go. We'll put a hot steak in his hand. But, bitch, put it in the bag. Like, it's fucking crazy. I remember my dad took all the Christmas lights off the Christmas tree on Christmas Eve. Do you know how, listen, do you know how mad you gotta be to take the Christmas lights off the goddamn Christmas tree? Do you know how long it takes to take the Christmas lights off the fucking Christmas tree? And to keep an attitude that whole time? Yep. Y'all done fucked up today. Too late. Too late. It's gonna be a dark Christmas in this bitch, I bet you that. Ain't nobody gonna see shit in this house. How many sets of lights I put on this goddamn Christmas tree? That was fucking crazy. Now, I'm not gonna lie to y'all. When I left, I did take some stuff. See, but I took stuff that she didn't realize was important until it was gone. Like, when I left, I took all the backs to her earrings. Yeah, I don't want the earrings, I just want the backs. You can put them on, but you're going to fucking lose them because I got the back. I suggest you go buy a pack of pencils and get it popping with those erasers, bitch. I got the goddamn back, okay? I think, fellas, you got to hit them low. Got to take stuff they don't realize is important. I tell you what else I took. I took the headboard to the bed. Now, I know when I say that, a lot of y'all are like, Kevin, why'd you take the headboard to the bed? I'll tell you why. The headboard to the bed is very important to a man. That's what motivates us during sex. Ladies, it's not you. It's not the noises that you make. It's the fucking headboard. This sound right here. That's motivation. That's the motivation. If you don't believe me, next time you're having sex with your man, if you hear the headboard, look at your man's face. I bet you any amount of money, his face matches the sound of the fucking headboard. Bet money. It all goes together. That's what we do. I'm just telling you what I know. Now, I'm not a hypocrite. People, I'm not going to make it seem like my relationship didn't work out and it's all her fault. I'll take responsibility. I'm not the same man that I used to be. I fell off in some areas. I can admit that. Sexually, I fell off. I don't know what happened. One day I woke up, shit was different. My moves was gone. I was just bad. I'm being honest. I don't care. My dirty talk changed, too. Here's the thing with talking dirty. I can say dirty shit. I just don't like it when you say stuff back. Because when you say stuff back, then I got to say something back to what you just said. It's too much. Shut up. Let me say what I got to say. That's too fucking much. That's the worst. Like, fellas, you ever say some real good shit to a girl, she say something back too quick? You don't got no response for it? I ain't the only man in here that's been stumped. Every man in here has been stumped. When you say some good shit, yeah, you like this dick, don't you? Oh, what I like about it. I don't know. I didn't expect you to say what you said when you said it. I thought you were going to let me keep going because I had some other stuff I wanted to say. So let's just stop. I want to write some stuff down so I can... No big deal. Whatever. I'm weird when it comes to sex, man. I get uncomfortable very fast. I really do. I'm not lying to y'all. But here's the thing. I don't bite my tongue. When I'm uncomfortable, I'm going to tell you. I am. I've done it several times. That's why I use safety words. For those who do not know what safety words are words that you use to let a woman know that you're not comfortable with what's going on. My safety word is pineapples. That's my word. Pineapples. The reason why I use pineapples is I don't like saying shit like, stop, get the fuck off me, let me go. I don't like it. It makes me like a bitch. Pineapples, different. I told you what it is. We both understand the meaning of the word. Now, here's an example of how you use it. This is when I don't feel comfortable. I don't like it if a woman's riding me and she makes my whole body move. I don't think no man should ever do this shit right here. Shaq big ass probably got some shit like that. Shit. I don't like it. Pineapples. It hurts. I don't want to do it. Fucking hurts. You know why? You know why I don't like that shit? I'm going to tell you my biggest fear. My biggest fear is a girl making a headboard rock on me. Like, as a man, what do you do when you hear that shit? Like, you hear this? And you look up, she all aggressive. Now, pineapples, bitch, that's it. Get up. No, not today. Not about to fuck the shit out of me like I'm a little ass boy. That's it. So you can see me on the street and talk shit. I fucked the shit out that little ass nigga last night. Him, you bitch, fucked the shit out you last night. What? I said pineapples 6 times. This bitch ignored me every time. A lot of stuff I don't like. Ladies, I don't like it when you get nasty too fast. Here's the thing. If you nasty, ladies, and you know you nasty, baby step me into your nasty world. Like, don't just assume that because I'm a man, I'm nasty too. It's the first time having sex. First time having sex, you come out the bathroom. Ooh, I'm ready. Pineapples. I don't want to do it. Pineapples! I want to go home. I want to go. Please, what'd you put in your mouth? What was that? You didn't chew anything. You just started. I don't like it. Pineapples. I don't like it. I'll tell you what else I don't like. Ladies, I don't like it when you take my underwear off. I'm grown. I can do it myself. Don't treat me like no fucking boy because I'm small. I can't stand that shit. You ever have a girl roll your drawers down when you didn't expect it? Hey, baby. Hey. Look on the ground, your drawers being that panty ball. That fucking, bitch, that's a pair of boxers. You better extend it by punching in the fucking throat. Got my shit looking like a balled up thong on the fucking floor. Girl, I'll chop you on your goddamn neck. I'm just being honest. Now, ladies, I know what you're thinking. You're like, Kevin, you don't like all this stuff about us. I'm quite sure some stuff that we don't like about you. You're absolutely right. I'll tell you what you don't like about me. I don't have sex in very long. I'm not playing. You got about a good 20 to 23 seconds with me, ladies, and I'm very serious. I'm serious. Here's the thing. I don't care. I come quick. Whatever. It is what it is. Fellas, if you come fast, embrace it. Be good in that amount of time. All you got to do is disguise it. Put a girl in a lot of positions. That's what I do. I put you in like 9 positions in 23 seconds. I'm not playing. You don't believe me? Okay. All right. Watch this. I'm going to fuck the shit out this stool for 23 seconds. You brought this on yourself. Don't make me laugh. This is serious shit. Shut the fuck up. You're about to get it. Go!
You all right? You want some juice? That's how you know when you ain't do shit, when you want some juice. When a man asks you, do you want some juice? He know his dick wasn't shit. You want some juice? I'm going to the kitchen. I get some juice. You want some juice? You want me to make you some juice? I can make you some juice from scratch.
Hey, fellas, you ever get that hump in your back? You know what that is? You ever get that turtle shell? So you come too hard? That shit right there? That turtle shell, your head going in and out the shell. Shit.
Just caught a Charlie horse in my back.
It's true stuff. Ladies, I tell you what else I don't like. I don't like it when you guys get drunk as shit while your man is sober. I don't. You know why? Because if y'all get drunk, that's when you want to be nasty. But the nasty stuff that you want to do doesn't make any sense. It's stupid. Y'all all do the same type of shit, stand in that same dumbass drunk stance.
Hey, babe, come here. Come here. Hey, put your dick on the counter and let me suck your dick on the counter.
Excuse me?
Put your dick on the counter and let me suck your dick on the counter.
Bitch, we ain't 7-Eleven. I'm not about to put my dick on the goddamn counter at 7-Eleven.
Get a bag of Doritos. Put Dorito on your dick. Let me suck Dorito off your dick.
What?
Let me suck the Dorito. You scared to let me suck that cheesy dick?
Bitch,
pineapple. Get in the car. I'm not going to deal with this. Pineapple. Suck a cheesy dick. What the hell are you talking about? What the hell is wrong with you?
Women always want you to suck on their titty when they're drunk. You ever notice that? All the time.
Hey. Bad. Hey.
They do that drunk ass hiccup.
Hey. Come here. Come here. Suck my titty real quick.
What?
Suck on my titty real quick.
Bitch, I'm pumping gas. I can't suck your titty while I'm pumping gas.
Put some gas on my titty and suck the gas off my titty. All right, pineapples, you're just fucking stupid. So I can forget I did it, light a cigarette, blow my goddamn mouth off. Is that what you want? Stupid ass.
Every man in this room has had an experience with a drunk girl. Every man has. My experience was bad. It was horrible. Girl was drunk as shit. I knew she was drunk because she didn't have any balance in her neck. She was all over the place. We in a car. I'm driving. She in a passenger seat, right? Out of nowhere, she sat up. She said, Kevin, I'm about to hit you with some new nasty shit. I said, whatever. Do you. I don't care. Out of nowhere, she leans over. I'm thinking she about to give me head. She put her throat on my balls. Out of nowhere, she said, ah. I said, oh.
She said, I'm humming on your balls. No.
I was hitting the gas and the brake at the same time.
Oh, shit.
I'm just being honest with you. You know what else I don't like? Ladies, I don't like the back-it-up girls. The back-it-up girls, for those who don't know who they are, that the girls do too much when you're having sex. These girls. Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah. I don't like that. Pineapples. I got a little pelvis. It hurts. You're going to pop my belly button. I don't want to do it. I don't fucking like it. That's the worst shit ever, fellas, when you let a girl back you down all over the bedroom. Do you know how stupid you look when you let a girl back you down? I'm serious. All you got to do is catch one reflection of yourself in the mirror. I bet you'll never let it happen again. Look, it's how dumb you look. This is what it looked like. Look. You're supposed to be having sex. She got you doing P90X. Don't sit your stupid ass down, man. What the fuck your calves burning for while you're having sex? Now, ladies, the reason why I know all this stuff, like I said, I've been single for a while now. So I've been out. I've been in the clubs. I've been on the scene. I see what's going on. Do I like the clubs? No. Do I like the single lives? Not really. But I'm in it. The reason why I go to clubs, because my friends make me. Because they can't get in without me. So I have to go. Here's the thing. I'm going to tell you what shocked me the most about the clubs. I didn't know that dancing shit, like that whole dance battle shit, I didn't know that was real. I thought it was just on TV, like with dance crews. That shit is real. Like grown-ass men be battling, like face-to-face. Oh. Grown-ass fucking men. The shit that make me laugh the most, like, when you watch people battle, is the dude that be calling the dancers out. He say shit you have no clue, like you never knew this was going on. Oh, shit, that nigga in your house. He walking your dog. Where the fuck he get the dog? When he get the dog? I got involved in one dance battle. One dance battle. I go to a club, right? I'm with my boy Spank. Now, here's the thing. Spank can dance. Spank can dance his ass off. Personally, I think Spank a little too tall to do some of the dances he does. Spank like 6'5". Shouldn't do some of them. But whatever. It's his business. We go into a club. Spank walking in front of me. I'm behind him, right? When we get there, he hear a song. He's like, oh, shit. This is my song. He dropped his ass down twice. Bop. Bop. Now, here's the thing. I'm right behind him. I'm small. His ass hit my lip a little bit. Not a lot, but it definitely... I was like, no. The DJ was like, oh, shit, them niggas dirty whining. No, we're not. Don't do that. Don't say that. Don't put that message out there. I said, hey, man, don't fucking do that shit in front of me. Go out there and dance if you want to dance. He said, all right, cool. He go out there on the dance floor. He see this girl. He start dancing. He ain't doing nothing crazy. He just two-stepping. Him and the girl dancing. Out of nowhere, this guy walks up. He got like 5 guys with him, right? He grabbed the girl. He looked at Spank. He said, hey, man, you don't want this fucking problem. Now, in my mind, I said, oh, shit, we about to fight. So I did what I do. I took a beer bottle. I broke it because I was about to stab this bitch in the face. I'm lying. I tried to break it. It didn't break, so I sat down. Listen, whatever. It has nothing to do with the story. It's neither here nor there. Okay. So I sit down. I'm looking, right? This is shit that was wild. When the guy moved the girl, he said, yeah, you don't want this fucking problem. Out of nowhere, he was like, yeah. Now, this is shit that made me laugh. When he was doing this, right, his friends behind him was like, oh. I was like, what the fuck is that? What's going on? What the hell is this? So he grabbed Spank's chest. When he grabbed his chest, he was like, yeah. What I got? Now the bitch in me came out. I was like, what is it? What's in his hand? What does he have? He said, I got your heart, nigga. I got your fucking heart. I'm about to eat it. I said, yeah, I ate it, bitch. Ooh, it's nasty. Threw it back up. He said, take it back. Hit Spank on the head. Spank came back to life. Because technically, Spank was dead for like 32 seconds because the guy had his heart. So when he gave it back, I was like, yo, Spank, we should leave because next time he might not be that nice. He might not give it back. So Spank was like, yo, man, fuck that. He want to battle. Let's battle. I said, Spank, it's 5 of them, okay? You're not going to do it by yourself. Tag me in. He said, what? I said, tag me in. Hit my hand. I'm going to go here. I'm going to bring you right back here, okay? Just hit my hand. I'm going to go here with it. I'm going to bring you right back here. He said, no, Kev, fuck that. I got him. I'm about to get in the car on this bitch. I said, what? He said, I'm about to get in the car on his ass. I said, whatever, fine, do you. He said, when I get to the other side of the room, throw me the car keys. I said, my real car keys? He said, bitch, throw me the keys. I said, okay, I'm not going to argue with you. Whatever, fine, okay. So, Spank starts dancing. He gets to the other side of the room. He's going off, right? He said, Kev, I'm at the car. Throw me the keys. I take out my car keys. I throw them hard as shit. When I throw them, this bitch ducks. When he ducks, it hit the glass behind the bar. All the glass break. Alcohol fall down. The bartender looked at me. He said, you're going to have to pay for this shit.
I said I would, but the way that my bank account is set up, I got a check in the savings.
Y'all been great, L.A. I'm Kev Hart. I gotta get the fuck out of here. Thank you.
I'm so ill, go ahead and call your mama. I flow like ATO from Mexico, Tijuana. My style went round, smoke your own like marijuana.
That was it. That's all big right there, huh? So I'm making it do what it do, baby, okay?
I came, I saw, I rocked. You saw it. I don't gotta say it, cause you saw what just happened. Let me tell you something. Shut that over, bitches. I suggest you sit back down in your seats, cause I got something to show you.
About to give you your names. You're Mr. Brown. You're Mr. Blind. Mr. White. Mr. Blue. Mr. Pink.
Wait a minute. Why am I Mr. Pink?
Because I said so.
Well, why can't we just choose our own colors?
Tell you why you can't choose your own color. Because I'm the one that sat up all night trying to figure out who was going to be who according to the way it was going to go down. Now that I know how it's going down, I know who's who. And you're Mr. Pink.
It's just a fake name, man.
Man, it's easy for you to say. You're Mr. White. Your name is cool. Why don't we just trade?
Shit. Think I'm going to let a grown man call me Mr. Pink? That's a man law.
See what I'm saying? It sounds gay.
Mr. Brown sounds like Mr. Shit.
You know what? If it's all right with you, I'll just be Mr. Fuchsia.
Mr. Fuchsia is gayer.
Hey,
definitely.
Hey! You're going to be Mr. Pink, okay? You're Mr. Brown. I don't care if your name sound like shit or smell like shit. You're Mr. Brown. You're Mr. Pink, and you're Mr. Brown. Am I going to keep telling you? You're Mr. Pink, man. I sat up all night. You hear me? Mr. Pink. It's the way I figured it out. Now, what's your name? What, tell me.
Mr. Pink, man. But, you know, I prefer Mr. Pink.
Come on, man. Just call yourself Mr. Pink. Now, can we get on with this shit?
The fuck is on your goddamn face? Why you here dressed like mine?
Nigga, you told me to come as your favorite character from a bank robbery movie. I chose Dead Presidents.
Did we not all say Reservoir Dogs was our favorite movie?
Reservoir Dogs.
I said Reservoir Dogs. I sent the email. Did you get the email? And I tweeted it.
I got the tweet. I definitely got the tweet.
I'm not following you.
Ain't that about a bitch?
Remember when you said this shit about the dark-skinned girls?
I stopped following.
You following me though, right?
Oh yeah, I'm still following you.
Oh, cool.
Okay, you know what? Hey, listen. We're about to rob a bank, okay? We gotta be together. We don't have room for error. Focus. Now we need to be on the same page, because right now we're not. We're not on page two, we're on page one. We need to flip back to page number one and read the third paragraph. We can't turn to page two, because we're on page one.
Boy, y'all ready to set it off in this motherfucker? Damn, bitch!
Oh, God damn!
Jail! That's where we're going. Jail!
When I cop that click clack, putting all your triggers on the dime. When I blow back, bitches cry. When the plush black comes jack, been around the block like a rat hat combat. Fuck that. I could tell you what you wanna know. Slip cold cash in the pocket with the killer go.
Let's synchronize our watches. Time right now is 1...
I don't have a watch.
What you mean you don't have no watch?
You didn't say bring a watch.
Should I have to?
If you want me to bring it.
What are we doing?
doing today?
Robbing a bank.
Okay, so you don't think you need a damn watch to know what time we need to get out the goddamn bank?
What? We all together.
Okay, you know what? Forget it. You don't need no watch. You just count in your head. That's what you do. That's how you keep track.
Hey, dude.
What?
My sugar is low. I got to stop and get something to eat.
You don't need shit else to eat, fat boy.
You got no time for that shit anyway.
How you know what we got time for? Because you don't got no goddamn watch.
Dumbass.
That's it. Done. Okay? We coming up on the bank, guys. Game face is on. Right now. Let's go.
On the car.
Hey, man, you better push together.
All right, man, let's focus now.
Next in line.
Hey, how you doing? I got a question. Hypothetically, if this bank was to get robbed, is my money okay? You know what? Don't worry about what I just said. Let me just withdraw all my money. I need all my money. Yeah, it's about $95. I'm part of it. I'm sorry.
Put my money in the motherfucking bag. It's $100. Put the money in the bag.
Dang it.
Goddamn gun. Give me my gun. Get out!
Second!
Wait, you gotta start over. I just got up here. We can't be at five that fast. You gotta start it over. Robert De Niro didn't start a speech until he was up here.
60 seconds. 60 seconds.
Everybody listen up. We're holding this bank up. Now, say something. We do not want your money, okay? We want the bank's money. Your money is insured by the federal government. Now! Do exactly what I say and you will not be hurt. If you have kids and family that you love, you will listen. If you got a pee or shit, you will hold it and possibly piss a shit on yourself. If you got to throw up, you will throw up in your hand and put it in your pocket and wait until you get to
the... Mr. Black.
Right, right. Hey, you, get your ass. Oh. Oh, goddamn.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hey, that's beautiful. How you doing?
I've been better.
Right, considering what's going on right now. Yeah. So this your job?
Yeah.
How they treat you? They treat you good?
I mean, it's okay. I got benefits.
Yeah.
Question.
What? Yeah.
How long are you going to be? Because I got to be somewhere at 4 o'clock. So can you?
No.
We're going to be long.
Watch out!
Oh, shit.
What? Oh, you got to be goddamn kidding me. You got to be kidding me. Hold on.
You need help?
No.
You sure?
Guys, my feet at the ground yet?
I doubt it.
Guys, am I close?
Just drop. You good.
Oh, okay. Give it to me.
I can't get it out.
Give me the goddamn gun. Give me the goddamn. Sit your ass down. Sit your old ass down.
Okay.
Put your head against the wall. Go to sleep.
Yes, sir.
Night, nigga.
Night.
Really, dude?
He caught us by surprise, man.
His old 195-year-old ass caught you by surprise?
My bad, Kev.
Oh, my God, man.
What?
You called him Kevin Dickwad.
I called you Kev. She called you Kevin Dickhead.
Oh, you a snitch, too. Okay.
Don't matter. What are you supposed to call me?
Mr. Black.
Okay. Why do you call me Mr. Black? That's what we worked on all day.
I'm Mr. Black. You know I'm Mr. Black. So call me Mr. Black, man.
Call him Mr. Black. Think about Black Pepper. Think about Kunta and Kizzy Black.
Right.
You know, think about them black bumps on Morgan Freeman. Now, Morgan Freeman got those black moles all over his face. Black like that. Black like his little black ass.
Okay, we get it.
It's Black.
Thank you.
Twizzle Black.
Yeah, Black. There you go.
Hey, that nigga Black is train smoke.
Blacker than Adebisi from Oz.
Blacker than limo set.
Black like the back of Forrest Whitaker's black neck.
Thank you, Taraji.
You're welcome, Kevin.
Okay.
It's your little cute self.
Taraji, I am filming a goddamn action scene. Don't call me cute right now. You just made it real.
You, get out.
You better get your ass on
I'm not getting on the ground,
you gonna
man.
Get your ass on that.
I'm not getting on the ground.
What is the problem?
Because I just bought the suit. I'm not getting on the ground because it's filthy. They don't wash these carpets.
Fine. I'll get you a suit.
Okay.
Would I be robbing a bank if I had the goddamn money?
I can't help you with that, but I'm not getting on this damn ground.
Get it out the register.
Oh, it's not coming out my drawer, boo-boo. I could get fired for that.
Jackie Robinson, get your old ass up. Get the money out the register. How much was the suit?
Oh, $400 for the suit.
Give me $400.
But I'm going to need $300 for my shoes because I'm just scuffed on the way down.
Give me the fucking $400 plus the $300.
Oh, wait. And two for my hair because this carpet filthy. I can't, you know, my hair. So that's $2, $4, $3. That's $9.
Like
round
thousand.
It up. Yeah, a G. I'll take a G.
Get the motherfucking G out the
Get the G out the random. Count it out.
I want big bills.
The fucking bills, bitch.
Get the big bills, bitch.
Get the big bills,
get
bitch.
Fun.
Get fucking money. Get your
money. Get my money, bitch.
Throw my
mind, your goddamn
ass.
Get your
ass down.
You. Damn. I'm gonna count my money. 1, 2, 3, 4.
How long we been in this bank?
We've been in this bank for 7.5 minutes already.
You need to get your ass down.
Can you ask a little nicer?
Can you please get down?
Taraji. Okay, Kevin, would you?
You know what? You done called me cute for the last time.
Yo, what the fuck was that? What? This motherfucker signaling people.
I scratched my ass.
Oh, you a dirty motherfucker. You don't want your ass, bitch.
What, you don't know about hygiene? You ain't take no shower?
No.
Get
off. Damn.
I ain't like you anyway.
Yo, we gonna have company. I'm going to the boat. I'm hitting the boat.
Shit out, man.
Nigga, what up?
Can't get the seats up.
Why the hell did you put them down?
I was trying to make room for more money.
It's 7 of us. What the hell are we supposed to sit?
I just thought about that shit, man.
What's going on over here? Oh. Jackass put the seats down and can't get them back up. Why would you put the seats down?
I was trying to make room for more money.
But you know it's 7 of us.
So I just thought about that shit.
What the hell's going on? Jackass put the seats down. Why the fuck would you do that?
I'm trying to make room for more money.
Fuck, there's 7 of us.
Man, I just thought about
man.
That shit,
what y'all
man.
Doing? Jackass here put the seats down and can't get them back up.
What the fuck man. You do that for?
I was trying to make room for more money, man.
But there's 7 of us.
Man, I just thought about that shit, man.
Yo,
man,
yo, look, what the fuck going on?
Jackass put the seats down.
Why you do that?
I was trying to make room for more money, man.
There's 7 of us, Mr. Brown. What the fuck are you doing?
I just thought about that
you
shit,
gotta
man.
Get somebody killed. Get your old ass in the car,
yo,
man.
Yo, motherfucker. Come on, y'all. Let's go, man.
We gotta go.
Yo.
Come on.
Let's go. Let's go.
Mr. Black. Where's Mr. Black?
There you go. Go get him. Right.
Okay, I got it. Y'all don't worry about it. I got it.
Yo, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey.
You good?
Y'all gave me one with all the hunters.
Okay.
That's why it's so heavy.
Okay.
Let's go.
Good.
Let's go. Come on, let's go.
Come on. He said go.
You sure he said go?
He said go.
You sure he said go?
Yeah, he said go.
Give me a second. I'll be all right.
I don't think that mean go.
No. Oh, that, shit.
That's definitely go.
He's doing that Queen Latifah move, yo. He's sacrificing for the team.
Just need a second. I'll be right there.
Yo, that's love, yo.
That motherfucker dumb. Fuck it. Let's go.
Close the door.
He said let's go.
Close the door.
He said let's go.
No, don't leave.
Father of the world-renowned comedian right. Kevin Hart. Kevin's wildly successful stand-up comedy film, Laugh at My Shame, attributes some horrific actions to Mr. Witherspoon, and we have an exclusive
take a glass of milk, please.
With him tonight. First and foremost, what do you work at?
I'm an engineer. I'm an oil burner technician.
What does that mean?
My goddamn day.
That mean I fix oil burners. I take care of burners.
Okay.
Industrial.
My damn day.
Oil burner technician. Right. I never met one.
How are you doing on Larry King?
You have thrown your son in a pool in which he almost dies. You steal a police dog. You ruin your son's spelling bee competition.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All those true?
Yeah. Every one of them, yeah.
Were you stoned at the time?
Let's see. When I threw him in the pool, I was hiding in the Georgia Pine. When I stole the police car, because it was a car, not a dog. When I stole the car, yeah, I was high.
Look at it. Do you see this shit? Do you
is
see
Kevin
this shit?
Kevin Hart your biological son, or did you adopt him?
He better be my biological son. I supported the nigga. I paid for it.
Now, why does Kevin have several stepbrothers and stepsisters that are the same age as him?
Papa was a Rolling Stone. It is what it is.
Is it true you took your son to the wrong daycare center?
Yeah, I got Kevin there, and he took me. One was on one side, one was on the other. He took me to one and told me, go ahead, Dad, I got it. I'm good. So I left. Later on that day, a priest showed up where I was working with my son.
Dude, you know what? I don't need the milk.
He couldn't wait. Soon as he
I'm
got home, he told his mom.
I'm going to find out where the goddamn studio is. I'm on my way, bitch.
Kevin says that you tried to force sex on him at the age of 13 with a female friend's young daughter. Is that true?
Yeah, I tried to get him a hit. that's like this. Black fathers want to be sure that their young boys turn to young men. And the best way to do that is get them wet.
Wet.
Yeah.
Good term.
Yeah.
Back with Spoon, Henry Witherspoon, and now joined by his famous son, Kevin Hart. What's your relationship now?
My relationship with my dad now, Larry, is excellent. You know, I gotta honestly say it's better than it has been before. Not that it was ever bad, but, you know, the older you get, the more you mature. And I can say right now I'm at the highest level of maturity I've ever been in my life, and I gotta say it's because of this man right here.
Are you best friends now?
Of course, yeah. Of course. This is my man Pots and Pans. You know, I think we're probably friends because he understands. You know, the current time I whip his ass, Larry. You know, it's not what it used to be.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I beat the hell out of this boy.
Not what he used to be, Larry. I put my hands on him.
He be right, but he got to remember. I'll cut him.
Do you think with what you went through growing up, that comedy's therapy for you?
Oh, yes. Yes. You know, because I didn't have other outlets. You know, I mean, it wasn't like there was people that I was talking to about what I was going through. Stand-up comedy gave me the ability to share my stories and get results, you know, getting immediate results.
Even using your dad.
Even using my dad. You know, you're taking your pain and you're getting people to laugh at it.
You know, guys, Larry Gelbart, the great late comedy writer, mm-hmm. told me once he was carrying his little granddaughter. And he said, do you know why grandparents and grandchildren get along so well?
Because they can say you can send them home when you're tired of them.
Because they have a common enemy.
That's really funny.
Thank you, thank you, guys. Hey, tomorrow night, what a show we've got. Todd Bridges is going to be with us with his best friend. His best friend, he says, stole his image. That's tomorrow night. It's going to be hot. You will not want to miss it. All right.
I was an honor roll student when I went here. You can look it up. Do you have your files? If you want me to come talk to some kids, I'm available. You know, I'm a great motivational speaker. You know, I can definitely tell kids don't do drugs. And if you do it, just do it once. Because that's, you know, it's kind of when you get the effect that you need and you can let it go.
Here's something, basically, at the top, what do you see? You see graduated to greatness. Okay? I mean, in a great spot right now. I'm definitely probably on here. See, that's weird. Let's see. I wonder who made this. They probably just didn't. Let's just put this down because I don't think it's something that's relevant. Whatever, not even a big deal. I'm not upset about it. I'm definitely not mad.
Broke my finger. Somebody opened the door. While they opened the door, I had my finger like this. I didn't cry. Why didn't I cry? I'm a fucking man. I took it. No tears. I passed out. That's probably why I didn't cry. We about to jump into shit right now. It's going to get crazy, okay? Now, I got some white people on this camera crew. I need y'all to look alive, stay alert. If I say run, run, okay? When I say get the fuck out of here, y'all go.
It used to be he was my brother. You know, it's done turned full circle now. You know what I mean? I don't even have a name. I'm his brother now. People don't even call me by my name anymore.
Nothing's changed. He's got the attention span of a teen girl. Nothing has changed about him. He's still the same cat. Except he's got more money. He's still, you know, hey, trying to fast talk me. Hey, like he's playing three card Molly.
Everybody want to be famous. Nobody want to do the work. Spank, give me two, baby. Let's go.
Let's go, baby.
Get it. Come on now. Now give me some. Dub, come on, give me a... Close him up. There you go. Come on, Harry. Come on, boy. Come on now, Clyde.
Easy, greasy.
Come on now, Clyde. Give me some. That's a strike. That's what I'm talking about. Wayne, give me two. Run the belly. Give me the belly. All right. G, love you, boy. Always, always. Nate, give me some. That's a baby. All right. Come on.
Hey,
look at me though. Look at me. Spoonie G. Come give me some Spoonie G. Come give me some.
You alrighty, man? Was it good, sir?
Listen, mouth. What's that in your mouth?